League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Good morning.
He's been talking about the fact that he fixed the lawnmower and that you were so turned on by his ability to change a lawnmower.
Yep, it was so hot, man. I've been over here thumping my chest, babe.
Well, I was very proud.
Are you saying you weren't turned on? Because I kept repeating, you're turned on, huh? You're turned on, huh? And you didn't say no, so I thought that was
right.
A yes.
I mean, you're the one who kept saying it. I think you were turned on by the fact that you changed the motor.
I mean, I really did show my prowess there. I really did. That's not bad for seventh grade small engines classes and elective.
He did great, and I was scared. He recently started working on a car, so I was like, okay, you can change the brakes now. You think you can change a motor? But I didn't say that out loud. I was like, okay, you know, saving like $1,000, so let him do it. And the whole time, I'm like, just waiting for the banging and screaming, and it never came. And then he goes to start it, and I made him wait until all the neighbors walked past because I didn't want him to be embarrassed.
True story.
Yep.
And it started right up, and it sounds better than it did originally. It was kind of amazing.
You did it. You fixed the lawnmower.
Quieter, more fuel efficient, better horsepower. It's like ripping a V6 out of an old Camaro and dropping it in a 350. I'm going to maybe put some wheelie bars on the back of this lawnmower.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know if it's the same thing. You could actually pick that motor up with your hands. It's not the same as a car.
Listen. Don't tell people that. I want them to know how manly I am.
You're so turned on by it. You couldn't keep your hands off of him.
Right.
The lawnmower.
Right.
I'm turned on by myself. She might have a point there.
Oh, it's funny. So what else has been going on?
I mean, that's really it. The lawnmower has been like the thing this week.
I mean, it has been the biggest thing that's been on our mind. Number one, because we didn't know if it was actually going to be successful. Number two, because the grass is just growing to the height of our dogs around the property. So it's really been the focus over the last few days.
Oh, yeah. And of course, you know, the landscaping sun can't come low the lawn, so.
Speaking of the sun, how old was your son, Alicia, when Raven came into his life?
10.
So that must have been a big adjustment for you, Raven, to walk into a relationship with a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my son hated him.
Good. Thanks, right?
How do you think Raven has taken over as a dad?
Fantastic. He completely bypasses me now at this point and goes directly to him.
I think that's probably because in some ways I'm softer than she is, right? Because I've understood some of the mistakes that can be made at a young age. There's no bypass. Me and his dad are actually on great terms now. Everything is good. It takes a village. Don't you watch This Is Us?
Right.
Yeah, it really does. You'd think at his age, most of the real serious parenting would be out of the way, but no. Still like having a toddler.
Right, because he's how old now? 22?
He's going to be 22
we'll be
in
22,
just a couple weeks. Yeah.
Still got to be mom and dad.
Yeah. Some weeks more than others.
So what kind of grade do you want to give Raven this week, knowing that we're going into Father's Day weekend?
Well, I mean, it has nothing to do with Father's Day. You know?
Okay.
I call it like it is. He's getting an A. He did great. I mean,
she was turned on by you changing that lawnmower.
I told you, right?
Yep.
I told you. You should have seen me.
This is where you're so confused. Yes, that was hot. But what's even sexier to me is saving money.
Mm. Right.
You know how I am.
I was like a coupon with like ripped abs and just perfectly sculpted and chiseled.
Let's celebrate this A.
Right.
Let's celebrate it. Woo!
Thank you.
All throughout the month of May, we took your nominations for the Anna and Raven Teacher of the Year, powered by Palmer's Market and Darien. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Your nominations were incredible. All the teachers were amazing. We narrowed it down to the three finalists. Dr. Trifiatis from Ox Ridge Elementary School in Darien, Miss Tracy O'Neill from Westover Magnet Elementary in Stamford, and Miss Jennifer Heitsky from Stepney Elementary in Monroe. And now, it's time to call our winner.
enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
She's classy. See how classy she is?
Hello?
Good morning, Miss Jennifer Heitzke.
Hey.
Hello. Good morning.
I guess you know it's us. It's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9.
How are you this morning?
We're wonderful. We're just calling to tell you that we have the results of all the voting from this past week, and we thank all our nominees for the Teacher of the Year. This has really been exciting.
Yeah, but Stepney Elementary School in Monroe absolutely loves you, and you are our winner this morning.
Woo!
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
Well, everybody in your town and everybody with kids that attend the school would really like to thank you for the work that you put in and the difference that you make every day. And because of that, our friends over at Palmer's Market have teamed up, and they're going to be giving you a party to throw for you and your friends. No students necessary.
That's so awesome. I wish I could invite them, though, because they're the ones that made this possible.
Yeah, your kids are awesome. I got to tell you something, Jen, and this comes from the heart, is I know how much you're an advocate for Wings of Change, Dylan's Wings of Change, and the Wingman program. Mm-hmm. And yes. Like every time you can promote that program, it's fantastic what you do. But this is about you. Your kids love you. The way that their faces light up when you're doing the silly dances and the way that you're teaching them how to sound out words. I know you're all about that organization. It was incredible and fantastic, and all the power to you. But you have to give yourself some credit for being an incredible teacher and changing those kids' lives.
Oh, thank you, Anna. That means a lot to me. It really does.
All right.
Anyway, okay. So thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who voted. Thank you for even offering this opportunity for me. It means a lot.
She's a great Academy speech person.
I know.
We just put you up there for anything. You just won anything, and you've got the perfect address after.
Actually, it's funny. Like, when the phone rang, I don't think I was expecting you all until, much later. So this, totally caught me off guard.
Right. I mean, we could have been a telemarketer.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations. We are so happy to have had you involved and to name you the winner today.
Well, thank you so much. And just quick question. Will they be able to provide me with some Beyond Burgers? I'm only kidding.
I'm not sure, but I would think potato salad is included. So it's delicious over there. Ask for a pie. They have great pies.
Perfect. Well, thank you, guys.
Father's Day weekend is upon us, and we hung out with our Roosevelt kids over in Bridgeport, the fifth graders. We adopt them every year. Our last time hanging out with them this year, the school year's over.
Sure. Big moment for all of us, and it's always fun to talk with the kids because, they say the craziest things when you ask them random questions.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So we asked them, what was the last thing your father taught you? Raven, what was something that your dad taught you that you'll never forget?
Always keep all the little pieces that come in new tools that you buy or stuff that you buy, the little hardware that you don't use, because it will save you a trip to the hardware store.
There you go.
Also, keep your tools in the right box, in the right area, because when you need them, you have to find them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things about tools.
Oh, yeah. Cable is the enemy, and it's watching you.
Oh, great.
Remember, I told you my dad ripped the cable wire off the house and tied it back up around the phone tower. He was like, nope, don't want you here.
Big brother. Sorry.
And that air conditioning and leather seats are for the weak.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Those are the things that he taught me.
Producer Christian, what's one thing that your dad taught you?
When in doubt, tip extra.
That's a good thing to learn.
It's a good learn.
Always tip extra.
That's a good learn.
I'll never forget my father teaching me how to drive stick. That was always a good. I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Thought for sure you were going to get that Mustang you were 16 until somebody had to open their mouth.
And it's true. they were going to get me a Mustang until the guy at the dealership was like, I wouldn't get my daughter this.
I'd never give her this car.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I'm like, Dad, I've been working every day.
Dad, it's just a 350. Don't be scared.
So let's see what the kids had to say. Sanai, what did your dad teach you?
He taught me how to play basketball.
Are you a good basketball player?
Yes.
What's your position?
I'm a point guard.
And what are you going to do with these skills?
I want to get better and be a WNBA player.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Dad's thinking retirement. Taken care of.
Endorsement.
Boom. Right.
Taylor, what did your dad teach you?
How to fight.
What?
How to fight.
How did he teach you how to fight?
Well, we went to the boxing ring.
Oh, he taught you how to fight for real. Like Layla Ali fight. You don't know who that is?
No.
You know who Muhammad Ali is?
No.
No? I want you to do me a favor. Go home and ask your dad who Muhammad Ali is, okay?
Or just Google it.
You idiot. Why am I going to ask my dad, right? Like, Google it.
He's like, I'll totally forget by 2 o'clock today. He's like, I'm going to pull up my phone right now as you walk away, and I'll know.
I can't imagine teaching somebody like how to box and you don't talk about the greatest fighters of all time.
Well, I mean,
you know?
Maybe they didn't get there yet.
Right?
Maybe that's coming later.
That's
every time
I walk into an ice skating ring, I immediately sit my daughter down and explain to her about Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding.
Well, you can't help yourself. I mean, you do that for everybody. Even if they're not skating with you, you do that. You just can't help yourself.
I continue to Taylor. And you think that you can put on those gloves and you can hit a bag?
Yep. And my brother, too.
Boom! We're going to have more with the kids from Roosevelt coming up next right here on Starting at 9.9. We asked the kids at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport, what was the last important thing that their father taught them? And this is what they had to say. Joey, what did your dad teach you?
My dad taught me how to play basketball.
And are you good at it now?
Yes.
Is basketball your favorite sport?
Yes.
You know what I was thinking about?
Toronto Raptors and the way that they dominated the Golden State Warriors?
That wasn't what I was thinking about.
Okay.
I was thinking more about the fact that when it comes to like sports and your father teaching you a sport, or even your mom teaching you a sport,
sure,
that automatically becomes your favorite because you have a bond over it. Like any sport that your family teaches you is, like for me, my family's all about soccer, so that's my favorite sport because my dad taught me how to play soccer, you know?
Yeah.
So you just got to pick a sport that not a lot of people play, and then they have a better chance of excelling at it, you know? Right? So Tiger Woods thinking.
My wife has this same theory about the lottery versus Powerball. Right after, she says to herself, right after the big jackpot goes, that's when she's going to win, when it's the low jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you do realize that the numbers of winning are still like 1 to 3 million. You do get that, right?
Yeah.
She believes it's better.
Jessenie, what did your dad teach you?
My father taught me how not to be a mean person, or should I say a punk.
How do you not be a punk?
By being nice, kind.
I think that's a good thing to learn, don't you?
Yes.
It's a great lesson.
Yeah, don't be a punk, kid.
Punk is such a dad word.
Yeah.
Punk is a dad word. I use punk quite a bit.
Don't be a punk.
When you're young and you heard somebody say punk, you'd be like, what is that? That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? But when you're older, you're like, punk.
We're going to have more with the Roosevelt kids and what their dad taught them. It's coming up next right here on Stern 99.9. Father's Day is upon us, and we asked the kids at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport, our little babies that are off and graduated for the summer, we asked them, what did their dad teach them?
And we've gotten some funny answers so far. So far, boxing, right, to fight.
Yeah.
Basketball, a popular choice so far. Don't be a punk.
Don't be a punk.
Which is a dad word, I contend. Isn't it a dad word, Christian?
Definitely.
Yes. Totally a
Star
dad word. Stern
99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Let's see what they had to say. Okay, Shell, what did your dad teach you?
Not to fight.
Why did he teach you that?
Because he doesn't want me to get in trouble.
That seems pretty fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do if somebody starts with you?
Tell the teacher.
You know, that's a lot better than what my dad taught me.
What? What was that?
It's like you never start, a fight, but you always finish it. Which is
actually,
always like,
ooh, that's good.
An old school dad rule, too, right there. I mean, you know. If you're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Go to win. Don't say the rest, Christian. Oh, okay. I know the cadence. Don't say the rest.
You know,
family program.
I've never been in a fight, and I never want to be in one.
That's good.
Yeah, I want to keep it that way.
Right, sure.
Yep. Aaliyah, what did your dad teach you?
If I fight and I lose, that I'm grounded.
But, what happens if you win? You get suspended?
Yeah, but like my dad don't care.
Oh, good. Good.
Going back and forth.
Yes.
I mean, did you know the rest of these answers before you were setting up these conversations?
No.
Wow.
No. I was like, yeah.
You're like, never, ever, ever do that. Next kid.
Right.
Make sure you do it to win. Right. Okay. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Very different parenting
right
there.
Good for discussion here. Uh-huh. Right.
David, what did your dad teach you?
How to ride a bike.
Oh. And how did it go? How did he teach you? Do you have any special techniques?
He gave me training wheels. After a couple of months, I got used to it. I started riding about training wheels.
And how did it feel when you took those training wheels off?
It felt good. It felt more stable on the bike.
Did you fall at all?
Sometimes.
And what do you do when you fall?
I just get right back up.
Boom. Right. Good attitude, kid.
My father taught me how to ride my bike at the Nature Center in Stamford, which was covered in goose poop. So every time...
Wait a minute.
That's motivation not to fall.
I was doing it the other day. It's still covered in goose poop.
So wait, why did he choose that location? Did you not have a street anywhere else
on the
planet?
Because it was all grass.
Okay.
And he thought that would be the best place because it was like a big open area. And
so
I'll never
when you fell, it wouldn't hurt as much.
Right, but you'd be covered in goose poop.
You just slide and not stop.
What is he using as an incentive to be like, you don't want to fall in
that?
He could have given you a lesson on the top of a volcano and been like, don't fall in there.
Right.
That would be bad, too. It's kind of the same thing.
It worked.
Right.
Think about it. Like, do you want to be covered in goose pooping? You better pedal, girl.
Is that something he said?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it was a true attraction. Wow. That's what he was going for.
Worked. Odyssey, what did your dad teach you?
How to put people to sleep.
What?
How do you put people to sleep? What's on, like, Zantac?
No, you take your thumb. And then you put it on their pressure point on the side of their neck, and then you hold it, and that's when they fall asleep and they drop.
Oh. Do you plan on using that ever?
It depends.
What? Dude, what?
Let me get this straight here, all right? Listen, I mean, if you held it there for 20 minutes, I guess, right? Unless you have ninja strength or your Spock. Other than that.
I was going to say, she's doing the Vulcan.
I mean, the only opportunity you have to put somebody to sleep with that technique is when they're actually already asleep. And then you come up on them and they're unsuspecting.
How does that conversation even come about? Sit down, little one.
Right.
Today, mommy and daddy are going to teach you how to put somebody to sleep.
You see, there's a pressure point. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're going to have more with the kids coming up next right here on Star 99.9. We asked the kids at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport, what was the last thing that your dad taught you? Here's what they had to say. Kiara, what did your dad teach you?
He taught me not to be a sore sport.
A sore sport? And how did he do that?
It was this game that I was playing because I was trying to beat his level, and then I finally beat his score.
So you did it. So then what did you do, rub it in his face?
Yeah.
And that's when he told you to stop being a sore sport?
Yeah.
It's a good lesson to learn, right? Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, but it sounds petty. It sounds petty that it happened when the kid beats you at your game finally. Like, it sounds a little bit petty because how was dad behaving before when he was beating the kid? All right.
Yep.
Was he a good sport when he was beating him all the time? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like dad's feelings were a little bit wounded.
I had to have that same conversation with my 10-year-old Hayden when she finally started beating me at Connect Four.
Right. Like, but before that, you were in her face.
Right.
You were in her face.
Mama beats you every time. What you gonna do? You gotta keep trying. Right. Now she's like, nah, nah, nah. I'm like,
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Tiffany and Robert joining us together this morning. It sounds a little bit messy. Tiffany, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, Robert and I are together, and we left our spouses. So he has some good friends whom he still goes out with, and they don't accept me. They like his ex-wife better, and he still goes out with them anyway, and I think that's disrespectful. I think that he should insist that I'm included, or else he shouldn't go with them.
Robert, I assume that these friends of yours were friends with you and your wife prior to, and they're picking a side, which is basically, we don't want to meet the new one yet.
That's pretty much what's going on, and it puts me in a really weird third position of like trying to be the referee in it all.
But I should come first.
Yeah, okay. But Robert, your friends, they don't have an issue with you. They just refuse to meet Tiffany or hang out with Tiffany?
Yeah, they kind of have placed blame on Tiffany for me and my ex splitting up. And I've known my friend since childhood. His wife was really close to my ex.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's going on in there.
So, Tiffany, what's the big deal? You have to understand this is a sensitive subject.
Yeah, it's sensitive, but I'm his partner. I mean, I should come first. He needs to let them know that this is hurtful to me. You know, she can still be friends with his ex if she wants, but it shouldn't be that I'm left out. I didn't do anything to these people.
I mean, don't you watch Big Little Lies, Anna? You can't shun Zoe Kravitz forever, all right? Because she might just be the hero someday. You don't know.
Yeah, I'm nice.
But you want him to not talk to them anymore?
No, I didn't say that. I just think that they should include me.
So it's either include you or he should not be going over there. Like, you've got to make a stand, Robert.
Yes.
You've got to tell them this is the way it's going to be moving forward. Get on board or don't.
Yep.
All right. Well, what we can do is ask our audience what they think. And they may think you're overreacting, Tiffany, that this is still fresh and these friends aren't accepting yet. Doesn't mean they will be one day, but you need to back off. Or they may agree with you. They need to accept that you're the new woman in Robert's life. And Robert, you need to take a stand and stand up for Tiffany. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah,
I do.
All right, great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Kind of a yucky situation. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Tiffany and Robert both left their spouses to be together.
Mm-hmm.
But Tiffany's upset because one of Robert's best friends and his wife don't like her. They don't want to hang out with her.
Sure.
But he still, and he goes and he hangs out with him by himself. She says, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be with them. It's like kind of like a diss to me that you're hanging out with them without me.
And people choose sides in divorces all the time, right? Some people keep the friends, some people don't keep the friends. But if they've chosen to keep Robert, then that means that somehow they've come to terms with what his responsibility is in the issue. So I get it. I don't know if it's yucky so much as it's messy, but life is seldom ever clean, right?
Right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Hi. I think I'm on the woman's side.
Tell us why.
Well, it depends, because it depends on, first of all, Robert's friends should be mad at Robert, not her.
Right. They don't even know her.
He's the one who left the wife and did the wife wrong. And so the wife's friend should be mad at Robert, not the new woman. She had nothing to do with that. But on the other hand, they should accept the new woman. It's not her fault.
Breakups are hard. But they're not harder on anybody else than they are on the people involved in it.
I know.
How can somebody else be so angry for somebody? I don't know.
I'm torn on this one. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Robert and Tiffany both left their spouses so they could be together.
Mm-hmm.
But now Tiffany's upset that Robert's best friends won't hang out with her.
Yeah, listen, it's hard for you to expect for everything to be a perfect. You have this new idealistic life with all the friends that were involved in your old life together or separately before. Now that you're together, you can't expect everybody to hop right on board. But at the same time, there's got to be a point where it comes where you say, well, this is the choice I've made, right?
Right. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Whose side are you on? Is she overreacting or does she have a point? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side. I think she sounds like a little bit of a baby. This is a fresh wound for everybody. She needs to back off and let people heal. This is a sensitive subject with people losing their spouses. She needs to back off and let this guy be friends with his childhood friends forever.
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. Good morning. I believe that friendships are very hard to come by. They're like a dollar in your pocket. Therefore, I know that it is the woman in his life, but I don't believe that someone else should decide for you who your friend should be and should not be.
And Anne Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I've been in that situation, and my husband stood up for me and said, this is my woman. Accept her or forget it. But also, my question is, when he's out partying with these guys, is his ex-wife there?
I can't imagine that she would
right? No. Sides have already been drawn. Lines have been drawn. Anne Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, we're on Tiffany's side here. I think it's a little disrespectful and possibly hurtful that Robert wouldn't include her on any of his plans with her old friends. And
friends too, like, what kind of friends are you if you're saying, oh yeah, we like you, but you know, your new wife, yeah, she sucks. Like, I don't know, that's not right.
You could at least stand up for her and try and get her included on some of these plans. Like, they got to give her a shot.
I love that you guys are worked up about it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Have a great morning.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tiffany, our audience agreed with you. Robert, you know, you have to say to your friends, this is the path that you've chosen,
right,
and it's hurtful to you that you're not including her, and hopefully they'll understand and try to make more effort to include her in plans, you know?
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, wow. I'm a little surprised, but I guess that's a conversation I need to have with them.
None of these situations involve just one person, so you made a decision to Tiffany is not the one to blame here. This is our life now. This is the life that we're choosing to move ahead with.
That's fair.
Exactly.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Jennifer, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
Jennifer, Raven is out in the hallway. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Sounds good.
Steven Spielberg is creating a horror show that you can only watch at night on a new network called Quibi. Who played Lincoln in Spielberg's 2012 Lincoln?
I don't know.
Okay. Number 2, All That, which is a Nickelodeon TV show, signature restaurant Good Burger is opening a pop-up restaurant in L.A. Which Good Burger team member is on Saturday Night Live?
Kenan Thompson.
Number 3, the Toronto Raptors won their first NBA championship. This rapper, known as Champagne Poppy, celebrated his team's win by dropping 2 new songs.
Drake.
Number 4, Tracee Ellis Ross will produce and star in the first Daria spinoff. Who is her famous mom?
Diana Ross.
Number 5, Taylor Swift announced her new album called Lover will drop on August 23rd. She also announced a new clothing line collaborating with this famous designer that's related to a Beatle.
It's Paul McCartney's daughter, Stella McCartney.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven?
Yo.
Jennifer got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive.
Let's see how you do.
Yeah.
Number 1, Steven Spielberg is creating a horror show that you can only watch at night. It's on a new network that's launching next year called Quibi. Who played Lincoln in Spielberg's 2012 Lincoln?
Lincoln was Daniel Day-Lewis. And if I'm not mistaken, he's probably still playing him somewhere. He's known as a method actor.
Okay.
How funny Spielberg does that, which is a cool idea, by the way, but does that when he just was slagging Netflix left and right. Now you're doing something for a streaming service.
There you go. All right, Jennifer's still leading 4-1. Number 2, Nickelodeon TV show All That, signature restaurant Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Burger is opening a pop-up restaurant in LA. Which Good Burger team members on Saturday Night Live?
Well, I never saw the movie or show or whatever it was, but I am familiar with Kenan Thompson being on there. It's him and one other guy are the primary people, right?
So, right. But
Kenan Thompson's moment has arrived.
Yeah, Cal is the name of the other guy, and he also auditioned for Saturday Night. He didn't get it, but Kenan did.
Kenan's got a new show coming out, all that stuff. His moment's arrived.
Yep. Jennifer's still leading 4-2. Number 3, the Toronto Raptors won their first NBA championship. This rapper, known as Champagne Poppy, celebrated his team's win by dropping 2 new songs.
Drake, it's the first time that he didn't curse him. I mean, he's cursed everybody else that he was rooting for.
All right, Jennifer's still leading 4-3. Number 4, Tracee Ellis Ross will produce and star in the first Daria spinoff. Who's her famous mom?
Repeat her name?
Tracee Ellis Ross.
Oh, gosh. Diana Ross.
Diana Ross is correct.
Woo!
All right, you guys are tied at 4.
Just a guess.
FYI, yesterday we accidentally said that Diana Ross was dead. That's not true.
Yeah, I killed her.
No, we apologize.
Sorry. It's $5 whenever I kill somebody who's not actually dead.
Right. Number 5, Taylor Swift announced a new album called Lover will drop on August 23rd. She also announced a new clothing line collaboration with this famous designer that's related to a Beatle.
How about Yoko Ono?
What? No, it's Stella McCartney, McCartney is her father.
I guess I should have guessed that.
Yeah.
Yoko Oops, Ono. What are you going to do? Taylor Swift, just back that money truck up once again.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, you guys tied at 4. That does get you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce. It's a tall mug.
Oh, yay.
All right.
You better have been being for real.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, hold on the line. We'll have another shot for you to win coming up on Monday morning at 8 a.m. And make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first 2 answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions.
Better luck next time.
The symbol of Stratford has always been the Stratford Point Lighthouse. But the thing was, is you couldn't visit it if you wanted to.
Really?
Yeah. Star 99.9 at Tiana and Raven. All that is about to change. Joining us, it's Stratford Mayor Laura Hoidick. What is going on over there? Because I heard you had a big announcement about it.
We did. Hi, Anna. Hi, Raven.
Hi.
Hey. Nice to be here.
Welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you. We did have an announcement because we got a license agreement with the U.S. Coast Guard that allows Stratford to maintain and use the lighthouse property. So that includes the caretaker's house, which is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, access to the light, and then there's another building that's called the oil house.
And you could be able to rent this for like weddings and parties and things like that?
We can. The agreement is that we can't do anything on the property without the Coast Guard knowing about it. So we can't do any major repairs. They have to approve it because they're the owner, right? Second thing is we can have events there and we can make money, but we can't make a profit. So if we put on a new roof or we change the heating to from oil to gas, if we do the repairs, if we paint the outside, all of that is the expense that we would pay to maintain the lighthouse and the property, and we just can't make more than those expenses are.
Why were they so against you having the access to do this and have the public go on it, like from the 70s, right?
Well, I think part of it was that it hasn't been occupied for 4 years. So if you don't have manpower there, there's the liability of just letting people on the property and on the site without having somebody there to manage it.
Going back decades, we needed these lighthouses all over the place for navigation. And a lot of people don't think about it. Security concerns as well. But, you know, obviously now with GPS and the way technology has changed, roles change. So now it's a perfect spot for my reception.
They maintain that light because it is a navigational guide.
Oh.
So they will still be there, but it's all done electronically.
And why do you have to pay them $1? Who pays that $1?
So the town of Stratford pays the Coast Guard $1.
Seems like a ripoff.
If I step in with the dollar, I go up and flick the switch on every day and night. Can I go live out there? Because it sounds wonderful.
It's a gorgeous site. It is absolutely beautiful. And it's adjacent to the property that the Audubon is leasing from DuPont Properties. So the Audubon is right next door, and
beautiful.
They have all that open space. It was where the old Remington Gun Club used to be.
So what's the plan? Like, will people be able to take like a day and picnic, and is that realistic in the future, or what are the plans, I guess?
The idea was to give it public use. However, we determined, and so we're still in the process, so we've got to do some repairs before we can let everybody use it. But I think it would be organized like we do our other public properties. People can rent it. They can use it for weddings. They can use it for events. You know, it's in a neighborhood just like some of our other public properties. So we need to be conscious of that. You know, we have noise ordinances and those kind of things, liability requirements. But it's such a beautiful piece of property. I can't wait till you guys come out and see it.
That's exciting.
I mean, that means I have time before they're going to get there. So if I just get dropped off now,
mm-hmm.
I'll have at least a couple months. I'll just hide when people come out there, that kind of thing. In the bushes, I'll live out there. Nobody will know.
We have been thinking about it, and we're ready to make, I guess, a proposition to you.
Okay.
If we pay the $1, can we call it the Anna and Raven Stratford Lighthouse?
Probably not.
I told you she wasn't going to be into it.
However, if you needed to sponsor an event there once we get our acts together, you can have it the Anna and Raven Lighthouse for the day.
We'll take it.
Snap.
Yeah. I don't want to like rub it in your face, but Bridgeport did give us our own day. Just saying.
I don't have my tape measure, but the lighthouse is probably taller than the town hall in Bridgeport. So.
Right. Stratford Mayor Laura Hoidick, we always thank you for coming in, and we're excited about it. What a fun new thing to look forward to on the Connecticut shoreline.
Yeah, we're really excited too, and thanks for having me on.
1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. You know you're a dad when? .. Star 99.9 in Tiana and Raven.
When your dreams are broken.
What does that have to do with anything?
When your time is no longer your own.
Well, that's kind of true.
When you don't get to do any of the stuff that you plan to do that afternoon for the next 3 weeks.
Allison wrote on our Facebook page, let's go through these because they're hilarious.
Okay.
When you have hair ties on your shifter in your car.
Nice.
I thought my husband was the only one that had this. There's hair ties everywhere in his car.
And
I realize it's because we always need them. How they ended up in his car, I have no idea.
Good planning there. Any dad, carry him because you want to fix that problem whenever it's an emergency, or else you're going to be blamed.
Mary wrote, when you have to eat the orange popsicles, which is so funny.
That is true, right? You get the saddest flavors. You get the flavors that are left over, or else you get judged.
Yep. When you let your daughters paint your nails.
Aw, that's
cute.
Nice.
How, Bernadette, this is a true one, when you start losing sleep at night. That's true. I never had a problem sleeping until now. Now I can hear a pin drop in the middle of the night and I'm on my feet, you know?
Yeah, Jordan's going to be 22 in 2 weeks. Our kid and Alicia still wakes up no matter what. Phone on vibrate 3 doors away at 3 in the morning.
Is this a thing?
What?
Because there's like five people that wrote this.
Okay.
And you start wearing white New Balance sneakers.
Oh, yeah. Those are dad shoes.
Those are old dad shoes?
Yeah. You don't know about that? Those are dad shoes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I mean, are they marketed
last
that way?
Year? You don't remember? Like, it was a whole thing online when Steph Curry, who just lost the NBA Finals yesterday, came out with his new shoe. They looked like they called them chef shoes. They called them Chef Curries. And those are the dad shoes. That's what they call it.
And John writes, you know when a thermostat has been touched in your house.
Right.
Yeah.
Even a half degree one way or the other. That is a good call right there.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. You know you're a dad when.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?